but I'm your host, Smash Africa for the babies. Yo, man, you already know that when it comes to telling you what's happening, the new cool, under the new circumstances that we're living in, the new reality, COVID-19 has the entire world on its knees. And as creators and creatives, we feel it's on us to keep you as the audience entertained, engaged, and most importantly, supporting us. We've spoken to creators of virtual events, but we haven't spoken to audience members who are experiencing the product offering. And tonight, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take it all the way in Germany. I've got a dude by the name of Dumelo who's been out there in Germany for like what, just under 4 years now, and being out there, he definitely misses home. And with COVID-19, it's even worse, right? Because like the entertainers cannot be traveling out there in Germany for him to get a taste of what we are creating, or a taste of home if you like. So I figured that we should invite him and talk to him as an audience member who has been entertained virtually through these creative ways that artists have come up with to make sure that the audience members and the fans are entertained. Dumelo, welcome to Live at Night on 5FM. How are you doing this evening, bro?
Hi, Smash. Greetings from Sunnyside, Germany. I'm good, and how are you doing?
Come on now! I'm fine, I'm out there in Germany. Where exactly are you in Germany, man?
I live in Lüneburg. That's not too far from Hamburg.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want to go into this. When you saw, like, COVID-19 is locking everyone down, what led to you finding virtual events that you happen to be streaming or watching or being entertained by?
Well, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Muzi, so I'm always connected to him on the socials. So once he posted a video where he was telling us that he's part of the Save the Night event and he could drop into a virtual Zoom party that I could host and everything. So I was super lucky to be the first one to book the only slot available at that time. And what do you know? He then put up the link and I invited a few friends of mine. And on the day, we were like 26 people trying to make a song on a Zoom event. Very, very good experience, I should say.
Yes, yeah, so... dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, on the day we all connected, we were trying to give him harms, like lyrics, and tell him how you could put the structure of the song. It was really amazing. And yeah, you could find that on like the song itself that happens to be named after me that he made. It's called Dumelo. It's on his socials and also on the Save the Night socials.
You lie.
Yeah.
So, we have heard of collaborators like the group The Foreign Exchange, where Scandinavians and Americans come together in creating music through the internet. So, I got the software at home, you got the software at home, we can send one another beats. But having Muzi in your home and making a song with him with your peers, and everyone is in their own home, this sounds a little bit crazy to me, right? It, yeah, as like, part of history, when you look at that moment, did you ever even imagine it happening it like that?
Look, when I booked the session, I didn't know that we were making a song until I was contacted and we were told we're making a song. So it is something that I never imagined. And it's more than just like musicians. There's also like... comedians, actors, dancers, mixologists. There's a lot on the site, and all these free virtual parties are actually free.
Oh man, that is really dope. Now, do you think this is something that will work in the future post the pandemic? Because I also understand that out there in Germany, you've made massive strides in trying to get everything back to normal. But, you know, taking it one step at a time, one day at a time. Do you see something like this popping off?
I think this is like the way forward. The connections with the fans are different than it shows. The shows are still important, but I can tell you one thing for sure. Being able to have conversations with artists and your favorite entertainers is a different thing altogether.
Oh, man, that is really dope, man. Tumelo, thank you so much for chatting to us. I'd like to let you know, here from Chile, Johannesburg, we're going to get an update from our president just after 8 p.m. So keep your radio streaming on 5FM to know what we're experiencing here back at home, ne?
Thank you very much for having me, Smash. I'll tune in and see what's happening at home.
Yo, man, I appreciate you, man. And I'd also encourage you as a fan and a supporter to stay at home and to play your part in flattening the curve. And most importantly, when we are all craving and yearning for a good time and a good vibe and a good party, we want to go out. You know what is the best thing you can do for your favorite artists? Support them. Buying their music, not pirating their music. Whatever way you can actually, if artists could start a GoFundMe account, would you be the first fan to donate to that artist? And if you're reluctant about that, hey man, I don't think you're a real fan. So, but from my end, doing what I'm doing, I know the power of music and the influence it has on our attitude and our daily spirit of hope. So keeping them in mind, because they've been entertaining us for so long, and playing our part in supporting and helping them wherever we can, we ought to be the change, right? All right, then, we're going to get back to music so that we can get ready to find out what the president has for the nation.